If you're in the mood for whoopee, Rutland will be the place to be this Saturday. Got your attention? The city is hosting its second annual Whoopee Pie Festival from noon to 5 with food, family-friendly activities, and lots of baked goodies. Vermont Public's Nina Keck spoke with the Killington baker who's making the star attraction.
If you've never had a whoopie pie, imagine two layers of velvety cake with a silky marshmallow filling. That's how Megan Wagner, the owner of Dreammaker Bakers, described it to me. Now, imagine one that's 700 pounds.
It's really hard to describe how technical this really is and how many things that we have to think about, because it really, really is an impressive feat keeping that cake in one solid piece.
Last year, for Rutland's inaugural festival, she made a 542-pound whoopie pie. This year's had to be bigger.
So for the overall project, we use almost 100 pounds of flour, 250-pound bags. For butter, we're going to bring in 72 pounds.
She'll use 180 eggs and 72 pounds of marshmallow fluff.
I think the most astonishing number is probably the powdered sugar that goes into the filling. There's 180 pounds of powdered sugar in the filling alone.
To actually bake the oversized cakes, she had to have a special pan made, 4.5 feet in diameter. A Killington pizzeria is letting her use their 5-foot-wide pizza oven.
It's not quite big enough as far as the depth, but we got really creative, my husband and I. He made a custom-made stainless steel extender box that allows us to leave the door open, and then it encloses and keeps all of the heat in the oven.
They have to rotate it several times during the 2 hours of baking to make sure it cooks evenly. And then comes one of the most challenging parts of the entire process.
Taking it out of the oven is much more scary than putting it in, because at that point, you know, the whole thing is 350 degrees and 200 pounds.
She says having to tilt the cakes to get them through various doorways is also unnerving. This year, Black River Produce is lending Wagner a refrigerated box truck, which should make transporting the dessert to Rutland easier. Once they get there, the oversized delectable will be on display before an official weigh-in at 4 p.m. Then it'll be sliced up for the crowd to enjoy. Wagner says that's when she'll finally be able to say, whoopee.
Like right now, you know, I'm telling myself, why did I say yes to this again? But once we get on the other side and it's Sunday morning, that feeling of joy and excitement and accomplishment just completely overrules any stress I went through to get there, and I kind of forget about it all.
A South Portland, Maine bakery created a whoopie pie that weighed over 1,000 pounds in 2011. Wagner believes she can top that and hopes to try. But first, she just wants to get this one done. Any leftovers will be boxed and frozen and delivered to food shelves all over the state. For Vermont Public, I'm Nina Keck.